a publication, an outlet that almost no one had ever heard of called Christianity Today attacked President Trump here a few days ago, saying that he should not be reelected, should be run out of office, impeached, all of that. We're now learning the principal there stepping down. Nobody had ever heard of that thing anyway. And, of course, a lot of evangelicals and Christians came to the defense of the president as a result of everything that was being said at that. Now, of course, because the left grabs onto those things and goes crazy. Oh, my God, look, a Christian says that the president is bad. See, look, as if that's some sort of a telltale sign that all Christians are turning against the president, which couldn't be further from the truth. Could not be further from the truth. My next guest, Pastor Jack Graham, is a key stakeholder in the Evangelicals for Trump Coalition. And President Trump is going to launch Evangelicals for Trump and the coalition coming up Friday, tomorrow, January 3rd. Pastor Jack, how are you?
Good morning. It's a great start here in Texas.
It's a great start here in 2020. It is the year, and we just had Colonel Alan West here a moment ago, just before you, and we discussed what's at stake in 2020. And frankly, everything. In my estimation, everything is at stake here. You look at the drive in places like Virginia and New York, where they'd have abortion legal up to the moment of birth, maybe after. You look at the attacks on churches and whether or not they should be tax-exempt. You look at all of these things going on, the attacks on the freedom of speech in this country that are unthinkable, at least they were. There's a lot going on, Pastor. Where do you think we should be focused?
First of all, thank you for having me on and for your stand. You're exactly right. We have so much at stake here. Now, we know God is in control, but God uses people to advance good government. And our government in our country needs Donald Trump for the future because we are committed to the sanctity of life, religious freedom, support of Israel, and helping people who have need. You know, the amazing thing about President Trump that his policies are helping people across the board. The First Reform Act, helping people get a new start out of prison, for example. Opportunity zones, these are typically issues that the other side, the Democrats, have taken. But Donald Trump, you know, he's committed to helping people, helping the country. And so we as Christians, and, you know, when you describe evangelicals for Trump, you know, we are Bible-believing evangelical Christians. We're conservative believers. And so we are pro-life, and we are pro-family, and we are pro-committed to seeing people live their, you know, a great life here in this country. And so that's why we're getting behind this president, because he's keeping his promises. You know, the guy that you talked about who wrote the article said he wasn't qualified based on character. Well, character is keeping your promises, too. And the president has kept his promises and then some.
Well, and you look at how the president has defended life, and that is, you know, one key portion of this conversation. I mean, you look, and I've had these conversations with lifelong Democrats, actually. The notion of aborting a child up to the moment of birth, no matter how rare it might be, the fact that people would support that, when there's no medical procedure, there's no medical condition that would require that. I've talked to doctors for years. Is there any medical condition you can foresee that you could create or any idea you come up with in the third trimester that a child would have to be aborted to save the life of the mother? And they said no, because if the child and the mother had that issue, they would deliver the child C-section and they would go forward. There's no justification medically under any scenario that any doctor I've met so far could come up with, under any circumstance that would require the killing of the child in the third trimester. There's none. And so when you look at Democrats that support that, I've got, like I said, lifelong Democrat friends that are repulsed by that, said they won't vote for Democrats if they support that. And that's pretty good. Baseline, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is. It's the core of the evil to take human life. And we have a pregnancy center here in our church, and we're saving babies every day, literally helping people make the choice for life. But the fact is, the other side, they also want to shut down pregnancy centers like ours and you know, create laws that would even stop us from speaking to people to help them make the right decision. I mean, you know, this abortion, murderous, bloody abortion business is a blight on this country. And I'm so thankful we have a president who convictionally, and this is not a political thing for him, I've had the conversation with him regarding he became convicted regarding pro-life, and he is staying with it, and he cannot tolerate what we're seeing in this country right now. And he's going to help us all the way. We're at a tipping point on life. We can see changes with the Supreme Court nominations, with the federal judiciary. That's the other thing. The lasting legacy of this president will be the judiciary, and so many, of course, decisions now are not made in the legislature, but in the courts. And so the courts need to be constitutional conservative judges across the board, across the country, and that's happening, not just in Washington nationally at the Supreme Court, but statewide.
Right. So, I mean, you have all of these things going on, and you look at 187 judges at the federal level so far, more than 50. I think it's 50 or 51 now. To the U.S. Courts of Appeals, the Federal Court of Appeals, the first, the third, and the fifth have been greatly impacted. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has been a far-left court for a number of years, for many years, now almost evenly balanced between conservatives and liberals on that court. I cannot overstate how much impact this president has had on the federal judiciary. And that, to Christians, to evangelicals, is as important as anything else I have discussed with them, Pastor. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, you are absolutely right, 1,000% right. And again, let's go back to the charges that this president is immoral, and therefore, and by the way, I don't believe he is acting in an immoral way. I mean, we all are a work in progress, correct? I am, you are, the president is. But the idea that he is moral, it is moral to lead the country to end abortion. It is moral to protect Christians and people of all faith in their religious beliefs and their spiritual commitments. It is moral to support the poor. So I'm just, for all these never Trumpers and ever Trumpers who say they're Christians, first of all, they're a small slice.
And that's what I was going to ask you. The Christians, I believe, and we can, this will be my last question for you today, but I believe that the Christian support for the president is expanding, not the other way around. I think it's expanding because I think a lot of Christians didn't vote for him in 2016 that might have because they weren't sure. But now they see his opposition to abortion. They see him helping the poor. They see him, you know, creating more opportunities in jobs and creating, you know, financial opportunities that helps people, right? And so I think it's expanding. I'll get your thoughts on that, and we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, well, there's, in my view, there's no point about that. Now, I live in Texas, and, I don't think I'm shielded, the fact that I'm living in a red state. But the fact is, wherever I travel, I'm going to Miami today, I'm meeting people, and then all over the world who are supportive, who are Christians, who are supportive of this president now more than ever.
That's
and
right.
the so-called resistance that's coming from the other side is only strengthening not only just the core, but expanding the core. And you're exactly right. There were people, you know, when I went in on the promises, you know,
sure.
In 15, and, you know, we didn't know.
We could only
trust those promises. But now we know.
Now we know
what this president has done, what his vice president. I mean, you think about this administration, it's just full of people of faith. It's the most faith, not just friendly, but affirming administration that I've
ever seen. And we got to leave it right there. Lifetime. Pastor Jack Graham, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents! Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, A fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MA